We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
Have you ever stopped to wonder what this life is all about? From where you came and where you're going when your lease on time is out. Perhaps you've been far too busy trying hard to reach your goal. May I ask you a question kindly? Have you thought about your soul? You may reach the highest portal and your dreams may all come true. Fame and fortune may be your portion and success may smile on you. All your friends may sing your praises, not a care on you to roll. How about the great tomorrow? Have you thought about your soul? Remember, your days are numbered, though you may be riding high. But just like any other mortal, one day you'll up and die. Then all your fame and wealth and the glory won't be worth a bell they toll. May I ask you just one question? Have you thought about your soul? If you haven't thought about it, stop and think of it today. For there's nothing more important that will ever come your way than the joy of sin forgiven and to know you've been made whole. In the name of Christ your Savior, stop and think about your soul. When we read poems like this, they're designed to make us stop and to think about our soul and about eternity. Webster defined eternity as the infinite time, duration without beginning or end. Isaiah said in Isaiah 57 and verse 15, "For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." It's hard in our busy lifestyle to get someone to stop and to think about eternity. People are so busy with their activities, work, school, family, that they think very little about such things as the soul or eternity or the great questions of life until they come in contact with the great reality of death. No wonder Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 12, "Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart." Friend, we need to think about eternity because our souls are depending on it. There are three things I would like to remind you why you should think so seriously about your soul. Number one, you do not know when death is coming to take you. In James 4 and verse 14, he said, "Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Number two, when death comes, your soul will return to God who gave it. In Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." Number three, God will determine the eternal destiny of your soul. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." The soul is nothing to take lightly. It is the most precious possession we have. And I would appeal to you today to begin preparing yourself for that day of judgment that you will indeed face. Just something to think about.